Howdy. My name's Ryan Johnson, and you're probably used to seeing me with my wife and our son Joseph, my wife Molly, and our son Joseph sitting here in the front along the north wall. It was 54 and a half weeks ago we sat down as that family for the first time in this sanctuary, nervous, scared, excited, having zero clue about what the Lord had planned for us, but doing our best to be fully reliant on His provision. My prayer leading up to today was that our testimony would resound with a simple but profound reminder: God always is, has always been, and will always be sovereign. I wear a lot of hats and name badges. Some you might know, like head of the deacon team here at Cross Point, or chairman of the Rural Water District, or junior high academic bowl coach at KHS. One you might not know, I'm the sole grandson of Walter Johnson. And I tell you that as it had a pretty profound shaping on my view of having children and who they would be known as. Molly and I got married during our last semester of college in March of 2013. We bought a home in the town of Hunter, and we settled into our working careers as a precision ag specialist and a civil engineer. Molly is one of four siblings, and my parents had my sister and I, so natural average, because, you know, math is life. We had discussed three children, even picked out names with some nice family connections. We planned to enjoy young married couple life with no rush to be parents. Molly had passed her fundamentals of engineering exam, and she would have to work for 4 years under a licensed PE before she could sit for her professional licensing. So that would give us plenty of time to get our lives figured out and be perfectly prepared in maturity, relationally, you know, and financially set to have children. In that 4 years time frame, I had made one career move already and was on path to join the family farming operation in the coming months after my grandfather Walter had passed in early spring of 2017. So now to add another name badge, I would be the only namesake male of my generation to carry on the heritage of Walter's father, I.O. Johnson, and his descendants to be involved in production agriculture on the same acres he had cultivated. I allowed this to shape even more my worldly selfish view that it was all about who I would make as my children, and far from the view I should have had as to who the Lord would provide for our family. Molly and I had been praying for the Lord to give us wisdom in how we would grow our family. We had pursued medical intervention, but through continued prayer for wisdom and discussion with some godly men, I've been blessed to have pour into my life. The Spirit reminded me we are not called as parents just to be pastors of genetic material, but to raise Christ-like image bearers who worship and fear the Lord. This gives you a picture of how our hearts were being led to say to the Lord, "Your will be done." We started the application process to be a foster family with a desire to adopt in spring of 2024. Linda, the recruiter for DHS, locally, she made sure to say, now don't be expecting anything permanent anytime soon. You know, it could be 2 or 3 years, given that the system is focused on reunification above almost anything. So we prayed that God would give us the heart to love on some children who might not be with us forever, but knowing His will be done. As we worked through the required trainings, I admittedly drug my feet, because even though I knew God was showing us His faithfulness, my heart was still hardened to the fact that we had been unable to have children biologically. I specifically remember that frustration and anger peaking during one video training that discussed of a mother with 7 children in foster placement and 1 more on the way. I'd be lying if I hadn't questioned the Lord's faithful to us several times during that training session. But through the encouragement of my wife and continued understanding that the Lord was sovereign, I finished those trainings and waited for our stamp of approval as an open home. As I mentioned, God is sovereign, and His timing is never a surprise to Him, but it sure strengthens our faith when we can see the way He has had a hand in our lives from before we could even imagine where we are today. Molly admitted to me one day she wished she could find joy in her career like I had once I made the move to join the family farming operation full time. So she made the decision to just see what it would take to get her alternative teaching certification in early 2019. After completing some testings and submitting her resume, because there was a position open, but surely they'd already filled it, Nope, she got a call and accepted a job to teach seventh grade math a week before the start of school in August of 2019. Joseph was born just a few days later. Fast forward to fall of 2024. We were still awaiting our final stamp as a home open for placement, but because of Molly's schedule, her school schedule, we got the call a week before fall break last year about a boy who had just recently turned 5 and was attending kindergarten in Enid, who didn't have any daycare options over fall break, so the placement he was currently at needed respite care for, at minimum, Thursday, Friday during the daytime of fall break. He hadn't become fully available for adoption at that time, but it was on pace for that, so it was decided he would spend 4 full days with us for respite to make sure it would be a good fit for everyone as a trial placement. So they hurried along the paperwork, and we became officially open for placement days before Joseph joined us for fall break. Hurried so much, in fact, that we hadn't even met our resource worker, and Joseph's caseworker was out on leave that week. We drove into Enid on a Wednesday night, much like this, after Molly got off school, and picked up Joseph on October 16th. After just a day, our hearts could tell this needed to be forever. And we tried reaching out to everyone we could to just make this official, but they kept telling us, no, just leave it as respite. So we soaked up as much fun time playing and enjoying farm life to the fullest. But after that first Sunday in church, some afternoon naps, because that's what Sundays are good for, and some playtime, we had to pack up his stuff and return to Aunt Jo's house Sunday evening. We knew it was just 4 days. We knew we were just Ryan and Molly to him at that point. But still our hearts ached, and I hope none of us have to feel the hurt of leaving him that Sunday evening. More ways God reminded us to just be faithful, and he was in control. Joseph became fully available for adoption just days after our official placement. So October 16th, he came to us. October 21st, he was officially placed. We were told DHS required a 6-month placement before adoption could be finalized. But paperwork can be started and submitted and have everything ready, and if the courts had availability, it could even be right on that 6-month mark. So you better believe April 21st went in my calendar. But as we worked through the adoption process and paperwork, we could see we wouldn't be on pace for that April day, but we were getting close, and the attorney's office started narrowing down days in the last couple weeks of May. They said most of the time, their experience in Garfield County, the courts do adoptions on Wednesdays. But, you know, it could kind of be whatever day, but plan for Wednesdays. So we started looking at Wednesdays in the end of May. We said we can make any of those days work. About 2 days later, I got a call from the attorney, and they said, hey, Judge Hill, he really wants to have a happy ending, a good docket. So how about Friday, May 16th? I said, that sounds great. And with a courtroom full of family and friends, Joseph became a Johnson exactly 7 months to the day after he first came to our home. As we prayed leading up to showing our testimony, what a wonderful reminder that the Lord is, was, and will always be sovereign. We had been having the discussions with Joseph leading up to adoption day of how his last name would change, and he would ask questions, and you could see the excitement growing. As the court proceedings progressed that afternoon, Joseph was sitting on my lap while Molly gave testimony. Judge Hill turned to us and said, well, it's official. And Joseph looked at me with big eyes and said, my last name's Johnson now? Yeah, buddy, it is. And what a beautiful reminder of the excitement of our Father as we're adopted through Jesus Christ as sons into the Lord's family.